Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, sir.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and just in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being involved in the conversation, being involved in the process. You know, don't be one of them. And you know what I mean by that. Please don't be one of them. Okay, don't just spew the party line. Just don't spew what you're being fed. Do a little homework. I mean, right now they're just spewing like crazy that Trump, this is about Trump. This is Trump's fault. Trump's freeze. Trump did something because, you know, he couldn't allow him to speak. I'm thinking, oh, my God, are you people brain dead or what? You know? And I can't wait till some of this more and more of this stuff comes to the surface. Now, you know, they're going to deny all of it. Right, all of them. There's no way that any of this, you know, again, nothing that they find in Epstein's home or businesses or anywhere else will mysteriously have any name on it that has to do with anybody else other than Trump. Now, you know that's already going to happen, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855. There's so much good stuff, I don't even know what to pick from. Like I said, David Horowitz is going to join us after the first break. Greg Jarrett says that the FBI, they were running a counterintelligence operation against Trump. I mean, and again, you'll never hear this on any other station other than Fox and a few minor outlets. But I mean, really, seriously, President Trump was being wiretapped, followed. They were digging in it. Way back then, they were digging in his finances and other things. And the new documents that have been put out confirmed that Comey was running a secret and corrupt counterintelligence operation against the Trump campaign all through the summer of 2016. Right? And he repeatedly deceiving the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court in order to get wiretaps against Trump. See, I think if you catch him, he is the highest law enforcement official on the planet. I think if you catch him in one lie, he goes to jail. Because when it comes to Congress, who he's supposed to report to, or they're supposed to report to, there's no lying. There's no lying to Congress. I mean, not that people don't do it. But they need to pay the ultimate price. This comes out of the conversations and the interview with Orr. Right? Both the FBI and the DOJ were warned repeatedly by Orr that expert spy Christopher Steele was the investigation was biased. It was started off to find stuff against Trump. He didn't trip over anything. Right? And it was well known from within the department with the higher-ups that dossier was useless, had no real credibility. And they still stand behind it today, or some do. The FBI and DOJ ignored the warnings of bias and concealed it from the FISA judge. They never even told the judge how it came about, who was paying for it. I mean, what did he get to hide, right? Isn't that what they say about Trump and his tax return? What did he get to hide? The court was never told that Orr's wife helped cultivate some of the research used against Trump. Right? So you got people on the team, people that are close to the Justice Department, trying to keep working against keeping a guy from becoming president. Right? And they kept relying on this one dossier for months and months and months to keep the investigation going. And apparent fraud was perpetrated on the court not once, but four times. Oh, God. See, if I was that judge, just for prideful reasons, I'd yank their butts in there. Somebody is going to jail, and even if it's temporary, right? 60, 90, 120 days, whatever it is. I'd have a dartboard on the wall, you know, 30, 60, 90, 120. I'd just throw the dart from the bench. Wherever it lands is what you got. Be that simple for me. Anyway, you know, this guy lied to us so many times, over and over and over and over and over again. And we allowed that to happen. Right? I say we because we did. We allowed it to happen. And we didn't allow it to happen because we finally voted for Trump and got things rolling. It's been years since we really sat down. Now, some of you have been working every year. I get that, to elect the right person. But it's been years. Some of us have just been sitting there. Not me. And not really doing it. I mean, you're on Facebook. And you're doing that. Oh, I got him. Look what he said. I got him. Yeah, that doesn't help. Doesn't do anything. Makes you feel better. Kimberly and I were talking about that during the break. You know, some people will tell us, why do you go in there and fight with those people? You're not going to change their minds. You go, I don't care. I'm not trying to change their mind. I'm trying to poke them. I'm trying to irritate them. And sometimes you irritate somebody to the point where you get them to turn. Because they start to see how ridiculous what they think or what they've been fed, what they taught is. Really that simple. And I can't wait to see all the sourpusses when the California law ends up in front of the Supreme Court and they say, no, you can't just keep a president off the ballot. Doesn't work that way. And this isn't even like the primary thing. This is going to be all the way through the general with these people. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. You want to go ahead, get your coffee, heat it up, do whatever it is you do for your drink. Come on back. Well, don't drink too much of the heavy stuff. You won't be able to get it. I mean, seriously. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. David Horowitz joins me with his new book and some real insight from the day he was born. I mean, he's a pretty bright guy. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
It's like ever trying to do two things at once. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. And being engaged, being involved, it is a big deal. But we know what's a bigger deal? Is my next guest. I think you're all waiting for him, and I think you've always enjoyed him when I've had him on in the past. Well, I love when I have this guy on. David Horowitz joins me. He's a best-selling author of political and autobiographical works on life, love, and morality. His many books include the classic Radical Son, a memoir of his communist childhood. Youthful, you know, I'm just going to bring him on. I can read all this to you in the third segment. David, my favorite saying of yours is that you're a red diaper baby, and everybody loves that term, and they get it, and they figure it out pretty quick. Thanks for being with me. I really appreciate your time.
All right, well, thank you.
All right, so your new book, Morality and Faith, Reflections on a Journey Through Time, A Political Warrior's Moving Last Chapter. Now, during the break, I said to you, my God, do you know something we don't? You have to be around to help us fight for the next 20 years. What's the book about? And then we'll get into details.
Well, I quit writing about death. It's not the same as committing harakiri.
Go ahead.
It's the fact of our lives that shapes everything we do. We know that there's an end coming, but we don't really. We don't know where we came from, and we don't actually know where we're going. A lot of people believe that there's an afterlife, and there's no way to disprove that there's no afterlife. And the same thing with religions that believe in a divinity and atheism. They're both faiths. You can't know whether God exists or not, and you can't know whether there's a next life where this life will be sorted out. It remains a mystery. People have what seems like an innate need to feel that their lives mean something, that we're not just, as the Kansas song goes, dust in the wind, that our lives are meaningless and will be forgotten and so forth. So you can take two attitudes towards that. One is, and that's the way of, for example, the Judeo-Christian faith, that now we see through a glass darkly, but only then, face to face. That is, only after we die do we get to meet our Maker. And that is, in my view, a worthy belief, because it humbles you. You know that the world is bigger and more complex than any human being could ever understand. In my book, this book, Mortality and Faith, I deal a lot with the Russian writer Dostoevsky. Dostoevsky had a character who kind of represented him, who said, we have three-dimensional minds, but we live in a four-dimensional universe. In any case, this rightly understood, this kind of faith prevents you from thinking you can change the world or change the conditions of our life in a profound way. You really can't. That doesn't mean that, Christians haven't gone on crusades or anything like that. Mm-hmm. People can misuse religion where they misuse everything else. There's another attitude you could take, and that is that you can believe that you can act as gods and actually change the world. And these are the really dangerous people, and you see them every time there's a Democratic Party debate among the 2020 candidates. You see people who have, a very incomplete grasp even of how the economy works, or how people work. And they're talking about spending, $100 trillion or something like that, instituting martial law. Because that's, whenever you ask the Green New Deal people how they're going to fund this, how they're going to get rid of 267 million gasoline cars in 10 years without instituting a, well, nobody asks them this kind of question. You can't do it without instituting a police state. But when they're asked, they say, oh, like World War II mobilization. So, okay, so what Elizabeth Warren and Cortez and all these morons want for us is military rule. And, they talk about World War II mobilization. Well, didn't we put 120,000 Japanese in internment camps? Is that the way we want to live? I mean, they're communists. I hate it when people call them socialists or democratic socialists, which is an oxymoron. They're communists, and what they will reap from sowing this wind. There's a whirlwind of slaughter.
Yeah.
My book, Mortality of Faith, I have to say, it's not a philosophical, I mean, it's got this kind of philosophy in it. But these are other things I've thought about. But it's a book, it has, you know, my romance with my wife. I lost a daughter, and I think there's solace for people who've lost loved ones mm-hmm. in my reflections on that. And on. I mean, it ends.
This is your thoughts and observations throughout your whole life at this point.
Exactly right. It's, you know, whatever wisdom I've gained is in this book. I think people will find there are lots of moving passages in the book, and it's my most lyrical writing.
You know, David, he is always, I love having him on with me because he's always full of information. I mean, think about how he grew up. Think about what he had going on in his life at a very early age. We're going to talk about that in the next two segments coming up. But if you think about all the wonderful things that all the negative things that went through his life, that went on with him, and he was still able to rise above. Right, he was still able to turn out to be the person he is today, almost 80 years old, and he, you know what? He ain't slowing down. He says he is, but he ain't slowing down anytime soon. Double C, your host, be back in a few minutes. More with David Horowitz after this. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is still spending the Christmas break at Mar-a-Lago, but he's still dealing with new threats from North Korea. Leader Kim Jong-un has been threatening to show off new strategic weapons.
He did sign a contract. He did sign an agreement talking about denuclearization.
The president met with Kim 6 months ago. He says he will give him room to back down. Former National Basketball Association Commissioner David Stern, who suffered a brain hemorrhage 3 weeks ago, died at age 77. He had led the NBA for 30 years, starting in 1984. Stern's family, including his wife Diane, was at his bedside. Under Stern's leadership, the NBA added 7 teams and 6 others relocated. He helped to create the WNBA, which began in 1997. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Well, it's early yet.
Here we're back. You listen to The Real Title on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let's get back at it, because I loved having this guy on. I mean, really... You know what? Started off hardcore lefty over the years. He saw reality. He saw what he really should be. And truly, truly, who cares about the people?
If you're just joining us, David Horowitz, I've got him on the line with me. He's a best-selling author of political and autobiographical works on life, love, and morality. His many books include The Classic Radical Son, a memoir of his communist childhood, youthful radicalism, and intellectual journey in the Middle Ages to the other side of political spectrum, and numerous works of political analysis. David, so thank you so much for being here. I really do appreciate your time. You have seen a lot of things. Some of my, I'll call them my more seasoned friends that I've talked to over the years. You know, men, mostly men that have been involved and, you know, were in World War II and, you know, come back to this country. And a lot of them today have said this is, it's not that they're afraid, because they're not men usually afraid of anything, but they said, man, we've seen this country go in such a direction. It's not the direction we fought for. And you grew up in a pure communist household, right?
My parents were card-carrying communists. Exactly right. Yeah. And my relationship with my father is something I write about. And I learned from him, you know, the problems with this outlook. My father was a weak man, but being a communist made him strong. You know, I mean, look at Cortez. I mean, you know, if you met her, this is not a very bright person. She's very arrogant, since despite her obvious lack of ability to...
She speaks with such authority, though, David.
Exactly. the arrogant, well, but you see, it takes little people, mediocre people, and makes them strong and brilliant, because they have this ready-made formula for, you know, fixing all our problems. And I saw what it did to my father. I mean, my father, he was a very depressed person, except when he was arguing, you know, politics, which took place over the breakfast table, the lunch, whatever, dinner. That was my life as a young man. All my fights when I was, you know, in junior high school, went back to Russia. And we would get into a fist fight over that. I think of that because... Now, Trump got into trouble for telling Ilhan Omar and the other members of the Hateful Four to go back where they came from and fix the problems there before they tell us, the rest of us,
you know,
how to live.
My grandparents were family, yeah. and I remember when, you know, somebody would complain and some of the women would complain about this country and what have you. My grandfather would say, well, don't want, just go back to Italy. Just go back. And I'm thinking, and I asked somebody the other day, I said, did that make him a racist? I mean, based on what you said about...
This is the real problem. I mean, I've written a lot about this in my book, Mortality and Faith. Leftism, progressivism, social justice nonsense, that's a crypto religion. These people are fanatics. Their beliefs are religious. You can't confront them with the facts. The facts go right, you know, in one ear and out the other. The percentage of lies by the Democratic candidates is quite astounding. That's because they think that they're on a mission to save the world. And they think they can create this paradise where they will eliminate all the things that bother them, racism, sexism, all the... Well, actually, they're not bothered by racism, since all of them are anti-white racists. I mean, you know, I Tucker Carlson got tired of asking his left-wing so-called... I hate calling them liberals because they're vindictive bigots, but his left-wing guests, you know... how can you condemn people on the color of their skin? Because they were condemning white people.
Right.
And of course, they don't even understand the question. But this is what you get. I mean, people who are concerned, this is the worst political atmosphere that I've ever seen. I'm 80 years old now, so I've seen a lot in this country. It's the depths. It's terrible. It's so dark. But these people are on a mission for their God, which is history. And they think they could overnight, or is it 10 years, change everything. Who in his right mind would think that you could confiscate 200 and I looked this up on the internet, so I know wherever I speak. There are 268 million automobiles, and I think there's a billion electric cars, but they actually don't want electric cars. They want you to drive, you know, the subway or the...
Right, yeah,
they,
right.
They want mass transportation. Now, if you think about the automobile first of all, people are very attached to their cars.
Oh, yeah.
Secondly, unless you're very rich, the car is a big investment in your budget. And people like the freedom of being able to get in their car as opposed to, I don't know, a bus that'll take them to the train station. and yet within 10 years, they want to eliminate all cars. Now, who could even have such an idea without immediately thinking, there's going to be war, which is probably why they want to take away everybody's guns.
Well, I tell you what I find it really interesting is even when she was pushing the Green Deal and, you know, AOC, I hate to say her name most of the time, but when she was pushing that Green Deal and talking about what the changes to the buildings and the changes to not using the fossil fuels, a lot of her compadres got behind her. But now one of them said, you know, it's a really great idea to go green, but we have a lot of challenges with that, and we need to work on it. None of them said that. They go, yeah, we're going to push this. We're going to make this happen. I'm thinking, are you drinking out of the same glass she's drinking out of?
Well, this is because they're religious fanatics.
This is religion. You're right.
Yeah. Take these Muslim jihadists. Who, you know, want to kill infidels, any infidel, and purify the earth for Allah. You think you can reason with them? Well, you know, the Democrats have the same mentality. Not all of them. That guy, what was his name, Mulroney?
Right.
Who wanted to do something practical. What's he getting, 1% of support? I have to say, I mean, it's scary.
David.
That people as stupid as Beto O'Rourke. And oh. It's racist and it's anti-American.
But think about how much they love that guy in Texas. Remember all the money he got?
He got it from, he got it from Hollywood.
Okay.
That's where the money came from, Hollywood. And Hollywood actors tend to be abused children with very serious psychological problems. Actors.
Yeah, they.
Let me give you an example.
Well, give me the example after the break. Let me give you an example after the break, so I don't have to interrupt you. So we'll go for that. We'll come right back. Hold on.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you. If you're looking, you got to go grab some of his books. Go over to Amazon, and you just start typing his name. You just see what's there. And you know, somebody was telling me today, we don't read anymore. I mean, some of you do. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to paint everybody like that, but some of you do, but we don't read anymore. That's why these it's so hard to sell. These bookstores go under. And the only one really there is Amazon, and there's a lot of reasons behind it. Not only is it cheap, but heck, you can return the book. It's just a no-brainer. And I've got friends of mine that still won't buy from Amazon because they want to turn a page. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up right after the break. You don't want to miss anything, really.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey guys, it's Sue Costner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Back. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure. You can only see what I see half the time. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for supporting and I hope enjoying the show. A lot more coming up with David Horowitz. I mean, for all intents and purposes, I had such a good time with the guy. Really, seriously. Very much enjoyed his company. Let's hear more from him.
Yeah, we are back with a guest I always love to have on. David Horowitz joins me. He's a best-selling author and political and autobiographical. David Horowitz joins me. He's the best-selling author of political and autobiographical works on life. His new book, Morality and Faith, Reflections on a Journey Through Time. David, thanks for being with me. We were talking about the issues and the problems some of the Hollywoodites have, and you're going to go down the road.
The people who supported this moron, he's really a basket case.
Yes,
it's what he is. He really needs a lot of therapy. Yeah. But actors, they're people who inhabit other. They get other identities.
Yeah.
I read an interview with a really good actor, Joaquin Phoenix, who was playing Johnny Cash, and of course they inhabit their character in their daily life, preparing for doing it on screen. And he said something like, "For 8 months I did Johnny Cash, and now it's over, and I have to figure out who I'm going to be next."
Oh, God.
Most of us kind of know who we are. But Henry Fonda's wife, when Jane was 13, I don't remember how much older Peter is. Their mother went into the bathroom and slipped a note out from under the door, which the maid picked up. And the note said, "Please clean up the mess inside." And when the maid went inside, their mother had slit her throat from ear to ear and committed suicide. Henry Fonda was at Mr. Roberts on Broadway at the time, and he went on stage that night, and he was quoted as saying, "The only time I feel real is when I'm on stage." So you could see how a person with a mentality like that could support Beto O'Rourke, but I don't see how any sane person could.
Yeah, I always joke that, you know, why do we listen to these people? They lie for a living. They live other people's lives out. They take on the characteristics of those people, as you just put it.
And you can't correct them. I mean, this famous lie about Trump, that he said neo-Nazis were fine people when he actually condemned them, is repeated. I mean, I almost, like, on a daily basis, O'Rourke is one of the people who do that.
Yeah.
It's just... But anyway, I think my book, Mortality and Faith, has the insights that I've gained through a life that, where I spent a lot of it in the left because I was brought up by communists, and then fighting the left, is pretty profound insights into the radical mentality that is actually threatening to destroy our country as we speak.
Well, it's interesting. Again, you grow up in this in a communist environment, which I think 100% of the time is usually godless, or they are the gods, they are the ultimate.
Yeah, no, my father looked at religion as superstition. He never set foot inside his synagogue.
And
all my friends got bar mitzvahed, but not me. But when he came to the end of his life, my mother had to bury him in the Shea funeral home. These were Irish Catholics. My father hated them because they were conservatives and anti-communists. But that's who buried him.
For a communist, the ultimate insult, right? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
So you've made these changes throughout your life, and you've looked around, and now you're actually talking about there may be an ultimate force, there may be an ultimate power. That is just sacrilegious in the communist world.
Well, I'm an agnostic. I don't know. I mean, I recognize that to have answers, like there is a God or there is no God, you can only have that by faith. And I believe you have to be touched by faith. It can't be an intellectual process. It has to be done from the heart.
Right.
And I've never had that kind of experience. But I have a lot of respect for religious people. Because I think Genesis is really the most profound. Insight provides the most profound insights into our current condition. Of course, in Genesis, Adam and Eve they were born into paradise,
mm-hmm.
much better than the Green New Deal. But you didn't die, you didn't have pain in childbirth. The fruit fell from the trees. But there was one condition of staying in paradise.
Right.
And that was you could not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which means you could not want to do evil. And, of course, they did. And that's the problem. That's why the Cortezes of the world are such dangerous people. Because human being, the source of all of our problems, I don't call it whatever you want, racism, sexism, homophobia, xenophobia, criminality, the source of those problems is us. And every human being is an impulse to do evil. Everybody, lying is a great evil. But it also is, you know, it makes social situations easier. You tell a fib or what have you. But actually, Martin Buber wrote a book calling evil lying the source of all evil.
Our founding fathers knew we could easily blow it. You know, I always say the reason they put some of the safeguards in place was because they knew how easy we could make it go sideways. They knew men are evil by nature, you know what I mean? And if they didn't have the right guidelines in place,
human
they screwed
beings,
up.
Look, it's a, human beings are prone to evil. And they're selfish, self-centered. They lie, cheat, steal. That's the big struggle, is to civilize and take moral people out of the raw element, which is animal-like. No, it's worse than animals. You know, if you look at these reality shows, they have all these crime shows. It's you know, it's so depressing to see what people are capable of, especially vis-a-vis children. It's just terrible. So that's why you have religion. That's why you don't have to have a framework such as the founders created. The design of the founding is to moderate people and make them compromise with people they disagree with. And that's the problem. The Democratic Party is no longer an American party. If you disagree with a Democrat, you're a racist. You're condemned. They can't even, you know, look at, they say, you know, Trump supporters are anti-immigrant. There's a million immigrants a year who come in legally under Trump. He's not anti-immigrant, but every Democrat will call him anti-immigrant.
Yep.
And then the wannabe immigrants who are crashing our borders, invading our country, that's the accurate term for what they're doing, coming here illegally. Since they are from South America and they have brown skin, then anybody who supports actual borders, for example, borders like Mexico has, or Guatemala, or Honduras, anybody who supports that and supports Trump is a racist.
Yeah. Amazing.
But this is so un-American. You can't have a party driven by racist attitudes like the Democratic Party is, that demonizes its opponents the way the Democratic Party does. And I'm talking in public discourse.
You got 20 people up there that are telling us why Trump is bad, why conservatives are bad, why walls are bad, but not what they're actually going to do. But we know that. Hey, we're up against the time. We're going to get the book right now.
This book, Mortality and Faith, A Journey Through Time, is Reflections on the Journey Through Time, is available through, of course, Amazon. You can get it at frontpagemagazine.com. You can get it at Barnes & Noble. It should be everywhere.
Good.
Yeah. But small bookstores tend to be run by leftists, and they tend to be.
I'm Joe Mastini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You know, I appreciate the time you guys spend with us so much. We'll be back in just a little bit. You'll see you on the real side.